Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. When it comes to our economy and where it goes from here, you hear it time and time again. It's all about consumer confidence. So where does it stand now? To find out, I'm joined by University of Michigan economist Richard Curtin, the director of the Thomas Reuters University of Michigan Surveys of Consumers. Richard, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be with you.
Now, the surveys, they've been conducted by the U of M Institute for Social Research for over 60 years. So let's start with the big picture. How is consumer confidence doing since this recession we had and apparent recovery now?
Well, consumers are a little bit more upbeat about the economy than they were during the recession. They've recovered about half the level between the last peak and the trough we recorded in 2009. And it's remained rather unchanged over the past several months at an improved level, but consumers are a little more skeptical about how much more improvement we'll see in the economy.
So month to month now, are we seeing increasing consumer confidence every month now?
Well, we were seeing a substantial rise in confidence in the last half of last year. But since January of this year, it's remained at a much improved level, but it's remained rather unchanged.
What kind of question do you ask specifically when it comes to determining the confidence level that the consumers have?
We ask a range of questions. One series of questions is about how people think their personal financial situation will do over the next year and next 5 years. And we ask a number of questions about that, about their income and how they expect it to change and how it will, how prices will change as well. So we're looking at their real standard of living.
I see. Is there a level of response, or is it simply yes or no? I think things will be better for me a year from now, five years from now.
We favor asking our first question, asks whether they're better or worse off financially than a year ago. And then we immediately ask why and let them explain their situation in their own words. And we favor these kind of open-ended questions throughout the survey about their personal finances, business conditions, how they expect the economy to change, and what they think of buying conditions for a whole range of goods.
That must make quantifying things a bit difficult. So in terms of that part of the survey, are most respondents now saying they are better off or they expect to be better off a year or 5 years from now?
Only one in four households think they'll be better off in the next year. And why they say why it's that low is that we still have half of all households do not expect their household income to increase during the year ahead. And that's the basic problem. Not only is it caused by lack of jobs, but even among those who are employed, lack of wage increases that they expect during the year ahead.
Do these sentiments that consumers are expressing, it sounds like they have a pretty realistic viewpoint, do they typically reflect what happens in the economy? Are they fairly accurate?
Yes, they are. In fact, some of our questions are part of the Index of Leading Economic Indicators based on their ability to forecast how the economy will change during the year ahead.
In terms of the job market, then, do consumers feel that jobs are, in fact, out there? We're seeing job numbers going up monthly now, right?
Yes, consumers in a very big way reported that they expected jobs to improve back in November and December and January of this year. And we recorded, you know, really strong increases in the number of people who reported that they had heard of new jobs opening up. But since January, it's really leveled out. And so I expect that jobs will continue to increase, but not at an increasing rate during the year ahead.
I'm talking to Richard Curtin, a University of Michigan economist and the director of the Thomson Reuters University of Michigan Surveys of Consumers. What about gas prices? They're fairly high now. They've been higher in the past. How are consumers reacting to that, and how is it affecting their confidence?
Well, no one likes to pay more at the pump, that's for sure. But what consumers have told us in the recent survey is that they think the worst is over in gas prices, and they expect them to edge downward over the next several months. But when we also asked them a question about what they expect gas prices to do over the next 5 years, and there they haven't changed their opinion. They expect higher gas prices, significantly higher gas prices over the next 5 years. And this has worked to convince consumers, more so than in the past, to favor more fuel-efficient vehicles. And, you know, now the vehicle industry is having a pretty good year, and they're having a pretty good year in selling more fuel-efficient vehicles. So, you know, it's hurt consumers that the rise in gas prices, but they think the worst is over, but they're preparing for even higher prices in the future.
As you're pointing out, auto sales are now solid here in the U.S. Is that something you ask consumers about, their planned consumption and the types of items they plan to buy over the year?
Yes, we do. And about vehicles, we've recorded very positive attitudes towards buying conditions. They think that interest rates and prices are relatively favorable now, and when we ask them to explain their views, they're more likely to mention the availability of new fuel-efficient vehicles than to complain about rising gas prices has caused them to postpone spending.
What about another major part of consumption here, the housing market? Are consumers indicating that they are maybe now a little more eager to buy a house if they can afford it?
Well, over the past several years, consumers have been eager to buy a house. They think buying conditions are great, but most home buyers have to sell their current home. And when we ask them about conditions for the sale of their current home, they, you know, invariably tell us they're terrible. They would lose money if they sold their current home. And so, you know, what we've seen recently is consumers are a little less think that their home has gone down in value. A few more consumers are reporting increasing value of their home. And so I think the home industry is bottomed out, but it's certainly not ready to stage a rally that would help the overall recovery.
Do you ask consumers about their viewpoints on international events like the financial crisis in Europe? Does that affect them in terms of their confidence in our own economy here?
It has not affected consumer confidence here as yet. Americans, as compared to most Europeans and most residents of other countries that we do these surveys in, are less susceptible to the influences of foreign economies here in the U.S. compared to Europe, where many countries are very dependent on exports and very knowledgeable about how other countries' economies are doing. But here, most consumers do not think or incorporate that into their confidence, and it's not a real factor.
Well, what about the Consumer Sentiment Index? How is that calculated, and where does it sit right now?
It's calculated from the answers to the questions in our survey, and it has a base year of 1966. But what it did, it fell from about 95 in January of 2007 to about 50 in the start of 2009. And now it's back up to 75. So it's about halfway back to its prior peak. But it's been stuck at the 75 for a while now. Last year, it got up to 75 and then declined during the summer months. And it's back up to 75 now, and hopefully it will continue to improve.
Anything particular about the 75 that you think is holding steady at that rate exactly?
Well, I think the big concern among many consumers as well as others is this fiscal cliff that we face at the end of this year when the tax cuts, the Bush tax cuts on the middle class and upper income and the payroll tax cuts all expire. And so that is a concern that many consumers see out on the horizon. And if we can get past that in relatively good shape, I think this next year we'll see continued improvement in the economy and, of course, in consumer confidence as well.
University of Michigan economist Richard Curtin, the director of the Thomson Reuters University of Michigan Surveys of Consumers. Richard, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Oh, you're welcome.